Taking my 11-year-old son to swim on a Sunday morning at the local sports center gives us a chance to be both playful and disciplined, which we each find exhilarating for different reasons. Continuing a tradition from my own childhood, afterwards we share an ice cream and a chat. As a young boy, I looked forward to that ice cream every week. Then as I grew older, school sports occupied my time, and pleasure came from red meat and a little wine. In adulthood, the pursuit of a partner and that hallelujah intimacy marriage brought with it thankfully added a much higher dimension of joy in my life. And now as a parent, there's little that surpasses the heartwarming experience of loving my children. Perhaps this is what the American psychologist Abraham Maslow intended in his hierarchy of needs. For many of us, these little moments we create and insert into the mundane often fuel us with the energy to keep plodding along. But even that wonderful joy of parenthood can be superseded by the deeper pleasure that comes from helping another human being in their time of need. Since becoming a rabbi, endless opportunities crop up to impact the lives of others, whether it's offering a late-night listening heart or helping someone under financial pressure think through their issues. Making a crucial difference in another person's life without ulterior motive is high up at the top of that triangle. In Judaism, we believe there's a fundamental difference between happiness and joy. Moments of joy can be accumulated throughout life, but real, deep-seated happiness is found in fulfillment of the higher self, not in the sensory pleasures. And this requires a lifetime's effort. Listening to my son talk about his year 7 school life and friends, homework and holidays, and generally what makes him happy, reminds me of that long road of pleasures that lies ahead of him.